Sometimes great writers don't have anything particularly new for us, but it sounds new anyway. There's a new collection by one of the greatest of all short story writers, William Trevor. It's called Selected Stories. It's reviewed for us by the also great Charles McGrath, writer-at-large for the New York Times and my esteemed predecessor. And Chip is here to talk about Trevor. Hi, Chip.
Hi.
Chip, William Trevor is in some ways an old-fashioned, some might even say conventional writer, yet the short stories are enormously powerful. They are just as strong and upsetting when you read them now as some published many, many years ago. What is the key to this man's great artistry, if we can grasp it at all?
I think in part it's that he has tapped into the essentialness of storytelling. I mean, the stories in many cases seem old-fashioned. They begin almost in a kind of once-upon-a-time fashion, and he has tapped into that, but not in a fussy or old-fashioned way. He has stripped away a lot of the needless fussiness of short stories. It's interesting that before he became a writer, he was a sculptor for many years, a failed sculptor. But you sense in his stories this a kind of paring away. He's a great lever-outer as well as a putter-in. And there's a kind of spareness, and he gets to certain essential themes about loss, about age, about heartbreak, about loneliness. And he has the great gift to come back to these themes over and over and over again and find something new to say or to make you feel about them.
And Chip, Ireland's on everyone's minds these days. How much does he descend from that great tradition of writers?
Well, he's very much a part of it. Up to a point, the writer Colm Tobin once said that if you read Trevor, you would know the Dubliners happened, but you'd never know about Ulysses of Finnegan's Wake. In that sense, he's not a modernist writer, but he's very tied into Ireland. He was born there, he grew up there. He has lived now for many, many years in England, but at least half his stories are set in Ireland, and you could make a case that they're the better ones or the better of the best. There's something about the plight of that land that still appeals to him. And what's curious about his stories, but the Irish stories in particular, is that they don't change very much. Trevor hit the ground running back in the early 60s with a style that he had evolved somehow, and it hasn't changed much. Trevor then is Trevor now, and you'd be hard-pressed to pick a story from the 60s and one from the 90s and say which is which. And his Ireland hasn't changed much.
Segment 1.
Sometimes great writers don't have anything particularly new for us, but it sounds new anyway. There's a new collection by one of the greatest of all short story writers, William Trevor. It's called Selected Stories. It's reviewed for us by the also great Charles McGrath, writer-at-large for the New York Times and my esteemed predecessor. And Chip is here to talk about Trevor. Hi, Chip.
Hi.
Chip, William Trevor is in some ways an old-fashioned, some might even say conventional writer, yet the short stories are enormously powerful. They are just as strong and upsetting when you read them now as some published many, many years ago. What is the key to this man's great artistry, if we can grasp it at all?
Segment 2.
I think in part it's that he has tapped into the essentialness of storytelling. I mean, the stories in many cases seem old-fashioned. They begin almost in a kind of once-upon-a-time fashion, and he has tapped into that, but not in a fussy or old-fashioned way. He has stripped away a lot of the needless fussiness of short stories. It's interesting that before he became a writer, he was a sculptor for many years, a failed sculptor. But you sense in his stories this a kind of paring away. He's a great lever-outer as well as a putter-in.
Segment 3.
And there's a kind of spareness, and he gets to certain essential themes about loss, about age, about heartbreak, about loneliness. And he has the great gift to come back to these themes over and over and over again and find something new to say or to make you feel about them.
And Chip, Ireland's on everyone's minds these days. How much does he descend from that great tradition of, of writers.
Well, he's very much a part of it, up to a point. The writer Colm Tobin once said that if you read Trevor, you would know the Dubliners happened, but you'd never know about Ulysses of Finnegan's Wake. In that sense, he's not a modernist writer, but he's very tied into Ireland. He was born there. He grew up there. He has lived now for many, many years in England.
Segment 4.
But at least half his stories are set in Ireland, and you could make a case that they're the better ones or the better of the best. There's something about the plight of that land that still appeals to him. And what's curious about his stories, but the Irish stories in particular, is that they don't change very much. Trevor hit the ground running back in the early 60s with a style that he had evolved somehow, and it hasn't changed much. Trevor then is Trevor now, and you'd be hard-pressed to pick a story from the 60s and one from the 90s and say which is which. And his Ireland hasn't changed much.